So apropos of the Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Noach, we've been discussing the mechayev of svara, of seichel. And we mentioned yesterday two nafkeminas that when something is a chiyuv, it's in the Torah, but additionally, it's also something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the intuition to recognize, so then ignorance can't be a defense. The fact that no one ever told me no one ever taught me is no defense. And then number two, we saw the Rambam in Perek Vav of Shemot HaProkem, that when the mitzvah itself is intuitive, so then that means it should be a mitzvah that a person does naturally. Rashan came, if the mitzvah itself is not intuitive, so then the person doesn't do it naturally. There's nothing intuitive about Bosa B'Cholav, so it's not that a person says, I have this innate inclination not to eat Bosa B'Cholav. No. My innate inclination would be to eat basa v'chala, the same way I eat other foods. But Avishav HaShemayim goes on. Sometimes, in certain mitzvahs, we'll give just one example, you have an additional nafkemina of the fact that the mechayiv is not only the pasuk and the chumash, but the mechayiv is svara also. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Beis, if you have it, take a look, Beis. So the Rambam famously writes, V'hechi adarach la'avosu v'yirasu. What inspires and gives substance to ahava and yira, b'shor she'yiz bonin ha'odam b'maisa v'duav ha'neflam ha'gedolim. V'yira mehen chokmoso, she'em la'erech v'lo keitz. Mi'yad hu olev u'mishabech u'mefor u'mesayv v'tayv v'gadol leida Hashem ha'godu k'mo sh'amadol v'tzoma nafshi elokem l'kalchoi. Okay, the Ram goes on to talk about Yira, but we're going to focus on the Ava part. So what's the object of a person's hisbonanus which inspires the beginning of Avas Hashem, and then the more the person is mizbonein, the further along the path of Avas Hashem he progresses, is he's mizbonein b'masav u'buav ha'niflaim ha'gedolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great, wondrous handiwork and creations. Look into the natural world. In Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Esei Dalet, no, excuse me, Mitzvahs Esei Gimel, V'hamitzvah Ashlishas Hisha Tzivanu La'ahava Yisof Alev, Zeshen is Bonein. Again, the Ahava is something which is intellectually driven. It's not just some purely emotional feeling. It's something intellectually based and driven. Possession is bonin v'naskil mitzvosav u'pu'ulosav ad sh'nasigehu v'nis'anik b'hasagosav tachlis ha'tanui v'zosi ho'ava ha'mukhiyavas. And here the Rambam mentions that the object of one's hisbonanus is not only pu'ulosav, not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wondrous bria, but the Torah as well. Through Talmud Torah, the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected in the world, but it's obviously very much reflected in his Torah as well. But he doesn't mention that in Yisodei HaTorah, right? The Pulosav he repeats, but Mitzvosav he doesn't. So it's an 800-year-old question. If you take a look in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva for a minute, So if you have it, Rabbi Yossi, take a look for a beautiful chasuva. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that a person shouldn't be content with avodah meyira. He should aspire to avodah me'ava. And then he explains in Halacha Beis what that means, what that entails. Perigyur Halacha Beis. Ha'oved me'ava, osek b'torah b'mitzvos, v'holech b'nsiva sachachma, lomit me'dova ba'olam, lomit me'yira sara'a, v'lo k'dei lira shatova, ela osa ha'emes b'neshu emes, v'sof ha'tova lava b'chlam. Again, let's reread. For Ovid Me'ava, a person who's Ovid Hashem Me'ava, Osek B'Torah B'Mitzvos V'Holech B'Nesivos HaChochma, Lo Me'Dova Be'Olam, he has no worldly interests. Lo Me'Yira Sava V'Lo K'dei Lira Shatova, he has no self-interest. Ela osa emes neshu emes v'sof hatov v'lova b'cha. Again, prior to this in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam, again, sort of set the stage for this, so the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, take a look at verse 8, Al yom ha'odam, Hameini osa mitzvus ha-Torah ve-osek b'chachmosa k'dei she'akabal ha-brachos ha-ksubos bo o k'dei she'esk al-chai alom ha-bo ve-efosh ben-aver she'hisira Torah mehen k'dei she'enotza ben-akolos ha-ksubos b'ha-Torah o k'dei she'lo-akaris b'chai alom ha-bo in v'ay l'avris Hashem al-derach zo she'ovid al-derach zo hu ovid me'yira. Then in Halacha Daled, the Rambam, so he's already told us the person shouldn't be motivated by schar, and the person should be oved me'ava. Now in Halacha Daled, the Rambam starts all over again. Amar Chachamim Harishonim, Shema Tomer Harini Lami Tavu B'Shvosh Eya Osher, B'Shvosh Akavi Rebbe, B'Shvosh Akavu Schar L'Chayi Olam Haba, Talmud Amar La'Avas Hashem, Kol Tsha'atem Osen L'Tasu Ela Me'ava. Ba'odam v'chachamim, again, Perek Yud Halacha Daled, b'mitzvosav chovetz ma'od, b'mitzvosav lo b'schar mitzvosav. Halacha Hei, kol ha'osek b'Torah k'dei l'kabel schar o k'dei shelo tagir odav poronus, harei ze osek bo shelo l'shma. V'chol ha'osek bo lo l'yira v'lo l'kabel schar, el m'nei avas adon kol ha'od shetziva bo, harei ze osek bo l'shma. V'omor chachamim l'olam yasak odam b'atorah afil shalol l'shma shemitav shalol l'shma v'al l'shma. So there are a few things, but just to mention two of them, which are very, very tamua. Number one is that the Rambam seems to be starting all over again. He told us, don't be ovid me'ira, or at least don't be content with that as the ultimate goal. Rather be ovid me'ava. He tells us what it means to be ovid me'ava. And then he starts all over again on the Chazal. Don't be ovid me'ira. Don't be content with that as the ultimate goal. That's shelo l'shma. Be ovid me'ava. Be ovid l'shma. So why the two go-rounds? But what's even more tamua is that he gives a different definition of what it means to be ovid me'ava. The definition of what it means to be ovid me'ava in Halacha Hei, which is also what it means to be Oved Lishma, is not the same definition as he gave in Halacha Beis. Kol ha'osek bo lo liyira v'lo l'kabel schar. Okay, that's the same. Elam ibnei avas adon kol ha'oretz shetziva ba. That's what it means to be osek lishma. That's what it means to be osek be'ava. As opposed to in Halacha Beis, again, there too it was lo mipnei yira sara v'lo k'dei lira shatova. But the end of the sentence wasn't mipnei ava sadon kol ha'oretz shetziva ba. The end of the sentence in Halacha Beis is ela osa emes mipnei shehu emes. So that's, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 15, that question. How does the Rambam give us a different definition of ovid me'ava? The Elamai, it's clear. Again, there's a Mechilta, which I forgot to bring. Maybe next week, you know, to remind me. But it's clear, Lachor, that the Pshat in the Rambam is like this. Avas Hashem, like some other mitzvahs, is a mitzvah exuberato, v'ahavta es Hashem al-kecha. Additionally, it's also a mitzvah, again, which is muchach u'muchach mitoch ha-svara. It's a mitzvah which svara dictates. But the precise definition of the mitzvah differs. The paradigm of Avos Hashem is Avraham Avinu. The Rambam cites it as from the pasuk in Yeshayahu of Avraham or Avi. Avraham Avinu's path of Avos Hashem wasn't in response to Avos Adon Kol Haaretz Shetzivava. There was no tzivoy, and what's more, he began his path before he recognized Adon Kol Haaretz. Avraham Avinu was searching for Emes. Avraham Avinu was searching for Emes. When he discovered the Emes, Hashem Elokim Emes, when he discovered the Emes, so then Avraham Avinu now knew that Bakoshas HaEmes, now that translates into whatever the Derech Hashem is. Ki Yedaita L'mar Sheyitzav Ezvonov Ezbeis Rachov V'shamu Derech Hashem Lassas Tzokol Mishpat. So in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is giving the definition of Avos Hashem, which results from the natural Mechayev, not the Pasuk in the Torah, the natural Mechayev of Avos Hashem. And Puk Chazira will say, in Halacha Aleph, the first time around, when the Rambam tells us, if you have, look inside, a moment, Kedai to see this inside. In Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam says, Al Yoma Odom Harini Osa Mitzvah HaTorah V'Osek V'Chof Masa, he doesn't quote any Mamari Chazal. He doesn't quote any Droshes, doesn't quote any Psukkah. He says it in Svara. The second time around, in his second go-round, then the Rambam reminds himself of all of Mamari Chazal. Then it's Talmud Lama La'avis Hashem, Kol She'atem Osim Vosasu Ela Mi'ava. Ba'od Am L'chacham V'mitvos L'chafetz V'ma'od V'mitvos Ev Lo V'sham V'mitvos Ev. And he remembers the mission of Antignus Ish Socho. No, Heim Heim Advarim. In Halacha Aleph and Beis, the Rambam is presenting the mitzvah of Avos Hashem that emerges from a natural Mechayev. So he's telling you in Svara. The way to be Obed Hashem is not Mi'ira. Everything about a Kodesh Baruch Hu is true, is emes, is good. That's why a person's Obed is Hashem. It shouldn't be out of self-interest. It shouldn't be out of ulterior considerations. A person is Obed Hashem because a person should do what's right, because it's right. And Hashem Elokim emes. So what's right, what's good, is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says. And even before that Mechayev existed for Avraham Avinu, even before he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to search for the Emes. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam is now setting the stage for presenting, again, the fact that he quotes Rahab to the end of Halacha Beis is not a secret. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam is now presenting the Mechayev of the Pasuk in Chumash. So the Pasuk in Chumash, so it's also a tzivui in the Torah. The mitzvos of the Avos Hashem, kosha lo satsu el me'ava, and the mitzvos of lo b'schar mitzvos. Once you're talking about the Mechayev of the Pasuk in Chumash, so the Mechayev is the me'avos adon kosha tzivu. So now, the stira, as the stira as to why the Rambam mentions Nisbonin b'mitzvosav in Sefer Mitzvos, but not in Yisrael HaTorah. It's like this. In Yisrael HaTorah, Rambam saying, Hechi adav avaso v'yoso, he's talking about the natural. Again, the same way in Perek Yud of Hilchos Jubilee, he begins talking about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem in terms of what it entails naturally. So that's what he's talking about in Yisrael HaTorah also. The Avas Hashem, which is cultivated just in response to the Mechayev of Svara, doesn't include Torah, because it's even without the Torah you have that Mechayev. But it wouldn't be in Minyan HaMitzvahs for that. You don't put something in Minyan HaMitzvahs and Sefer HaMitzvahs because you know it in Svara. Something is only in Minyan HaMitzvahs and Sefer HaMitzvahs because it's a Pasuk in Chumash, because it's a Tzibah. So in Sefer HaMitzvahs, you're talking exclusively. Again, it would be enough that you're talking also, but the emphasis is that you're talking exclusively about the mechayev of the posuk. So then avada in terms of the mechayev of the posuk. So the hisbonus is not only the ma'aseh v'bu'ah and the flame. The hisbonus is in Torah to develop the avas Hashem. So here again, it's there's an additional nafkamina. It's not only again. That as the Ramban says, there's no defense of ignorance because a person doesn't need to be taught. And it's not only sort of that a person should do it naturally, but sort of what the Avas Hashem is, whether the emphasis is on an emes, neshu emes, or whether the emphasis is Avas Adon Kol Shetziva, but it's both because you have the two mechayim. Okay, so we'll stop here.